I don't know why Christians are hated so much. There are a lot of slanderous things that are said about us that are just not true. But why are we hated so much? Jesus said we would be hated of all people because of his name. And so, really, if Jesus told me that this should happen, then I should not be real upset when it does. What I want to do is to make my testimony more important than my life. More important than my reputation, more important than what other people think about me, more important to me than money, different kinds of success. I'm not saying that financial success can't go along with being a Christian, but sometimes we have to choose. We have to choose between doing what's right and going after the money. The important thing is that we serve Jesus Christ and we have a testimony about him. Stephen was a man like that. He was the first of the Christian martyrs. There would be many after that. In fact, the last 100 years of Christian history has been one of martyrdom, more in the last 100 years than in all the centuries before. There are people who want to deny that, but the facts are there. Stephen was a man whose testimony was more important than his life. He was one of those ones that was chosen by Peter to run the church. And so he begins going out into the marketplace and probably was out buying food and getting provisions for the church. And he would talk to people about the gospel. And it made a lot of people mad. And so they arrested him. They raised a mob against him and raised this mob action. Don't we see that around the world today? Mobs being raised, complete anger at Christians because of what they are saying. And then the authorities looking the other way while they are killed. It's happening all around the world, folks. Listen to what happened when they heard what Stephen had to say. Acts 7, verse 54. When they heard these things, that is the crowd around, the angry mob, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, "Look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, who was calling upon God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he died. Well, what good was his death? Well, there was a man by the name of Saul, a young man, who was holding the coats. He would become the apostle Paul, and the sight of Stephen giving his life for the gospel and of the unjust thing that happened to Stephen because of his witness of Jesus Christ haunted this young man. And eventually, Jesus would slap Paul down, smack him down on the Damascus Road, and ask him, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Let's pray. Father, I think about your servant Stephen, who gave up his life for the gospel, for his testimony about Jesus Christ, and for the truth. May I have such courage today, Lord, that I might endure maybe a little bit of ridicule, or maybe someone telling me that I'm crazy or stupid or all the things that they want to say about us. But Lord, I want to do your will, and I want a testimony that's more important than anything else. In Jesus' name, amen.